Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Swing a little party here with all of our friends. We're hoping you dig the invitation, make a plan to attend. We're gonna be singing jingle bells until the holidays end. A swinging little Christmas time.
It is 11:13. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. This is fantastic. A swinging little Christmas time. Chicago's very own Jane Lynch's A Swinging Little Christmas Time is coming back to the Chicago area for shows all over the suburban area. Jane joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Really good. Looking forward to coming home for Christmas.
I'm
doing our little show.
Cannot wait for these shows. This show that you do with Kate Flannery, who everyone knows from The Office, and Tim Davis, who's the vocal arranger on Glee, just puts on a really fun night of music, but also hilarious songs, traditional songs. Really, really, really great. When did you start doing this?
We did it about 4 years ago. We recorded the album. We did it on our own nickel. We chose our own public domain Christmas songs. And we have a 5-piece band that we've been touring with, the three of us, for a couple of years at that point. Now, of course, we're up to about 5 or 6 years together. And Tony Guerrero of the Tony Guerrero Quintet arranged all of the music. And that song you just heard, Swingin' Little Christmas, he wrote that. There's a couple of new songs, actually like 3 or 4 new songs that Tony wrote. But they sound like they've been around since like the late 50s, early 60s, when the bulk of the Christmas music we still listen to that endures was written and recorded.
I got to say, I mean, I enjoy the tunes, but the song Sentimental Christmas is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I'm
that's
a sentimental kind of guy myself.
Yeah.
It's a rather kind of a little bit of an irreverent Christmas song.
Indeed.
Love that.
Well, anytime you get Kate Flannery contributing to a song, you're going to have a little irreverence and a little buffoonery.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th, and Saturday the 14th, Sunday the 15th, but different locations. Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be at City. Yeah, Thursday. Go ahead. Yeah, Batavia, right? Isn't that Thursday?
Exactly. Batavia Fine Arts Center on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday and Saturday at the Rouse Center out in Crystal Lake.
Yeah,
and,
great place.
Sunday the 15th at the City Winery and the in the West Loop. So, lots of opportunities. Two shows that
two
Sunday
shows
at the City Winery. So, plenty of opportunities to see you. I'm amazed that you even have time to do this, Jane. To be honest, you're one of the busiest people that I know.
Well, I have a lot, you know, it looks like I'm busy, but I have a lot of free time. And although I have been kind of busy lately, you know, I did the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel through this spring and all of the summer. And that just dropped. So on Amazon on Friday, the entire season, the entire third season. So I've been doing promotion for that.
I've been kind of
busy with that.
How much fun is it to be on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? I mean, every moving part of that show is top quality, hilariously funny. I mean, it is, you know, it's gone from this little show on Amazon that nobody thought would catch on to being an Emmy Award winning show.
Yeah, and you nailed it when you said every aspect of it. Yeah, soup to nuts. It's the best thing on television. I mean, it really captures the era and the optimism, and the music is so wonderful, and the wardrobe and the colors and the specificity. To look at, it's a delight for the eyes.
Nice that there is you know, some Chicago connection other than yourself. That there's like a Chicago connection to it all.
Yeah, Alex Borstein and Rachel Brosnahan, both of them are from Highland Park.
Yeah.
Rachel grew up in Highland Park. I think she was born in Milwaukee. So it's a pretty amazing thing. And then, of course, there's me. So there's, you know, I'm a regular this season. So of the regulars, three of us grew up in Chicago.
Yeah, I would argue that's what makes it so great, that there's so much Chicago,
I would too.
So much Chicago connection to it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too.
What else is on your plate right now? I know you're doing the game show also, right?
Well, I haven't done the game show in about a year, but they slow the roll on the letting those on airing those episodes. So okay. I think there's still a few that haven't aired yet. And it's one of those things we're like special teams. We're kind of like on the bench waiting to be called in.
Okay.
So we never know for sure if we're coming back. And it looks like I have a couple of things on the horizon that I can't really talk about because I got in trouble for talking about them at the end because nothing's ever for sure. Until you show up that first day and the camera starts rolling.
Yeah, and even then they want you to wait, right? Before you,
you start
talking about things.
Exactly.
This is a great time, isn't it, to be an actor, to be a producer, a director, with all the online platforms and work is being done that probably would have never gotten done before?
Yes, absolutely. There's so many platforms now, and I think there's some of the best television ever is happening right now. Amazon and Netflix and Hulu and YouTube and then, of course, the networks and HBO and Showtime. And there are so many. They're so hungry for content, and usually that means that sometimes any piece of you-know-what can end up on television, but it doesn't seem to be the overwhelming case. What it does seem is that these platforms are being really smart, and they're offering deals to proven people and taking chances as well on other people and kind of allowing the showrunner to speak. I think it's the era of the showrunner. So there's not a lot of notes, when people aren't getting bombarded with notes from people who probably have no business opining on how to create a television show. That's like it kind of seems to be what the networks were, and even the networks now are like, here's some money, do your show. We'll have a note here and there, but you do your show.
Well, that's a good thing, because normally they would have been very involved in the past. I guess they've sort of had to bend to, like, you know, if they don't give you the creative freedom, you'll take a project to Netflix or Hulu or, one of the other projects that seem to let people, you know, go crazy with whatever they want to do.
It's true. And then there are, you know, some of these, they're just giving them these huge deals. There's so much money at play. And that's a pretty amazing thing, too.
That's amazing. Isn't that amazing that, I mean, there was a time when actors, if somebody pitched them a television idea, they wouldn't even look at it because it was just television.
Yeah.
And now, Scorsese, De Niro, Pacino, all of them are, doing their projects for Netflix now.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got like Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston doing, Reese had that show on HBO, and now she's got a show on Apple TV, another new platform, and Disney Plus. And yeah, it's pretty amazing. So it's a lot of people are going to television. It's shorter form. And, it's also the commitment is no longer 22 episodes. So, you do 8 to 10 episodes, which it means that it's really only a handful of months out of the year. And you can do, like, I could do 2 shows now if I wanted, and I will.
Good. Yeah, well, good.
It's a sentimental Christmas, that special time of year. For all the Yuletide memories we hold so dear.
Like the time we all went sledding.
Or the carols door to door.
Or the time that Mom got drunk and passed out on the bathroom floor.
It's a sentimental
Christmas with Jane Lynch and Tim Davis and the hilarious Kate Flannery. It's all part of a big show, the Swingin' Little Christmas Tour that's swinging into Chicago next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Chicago. Jane Lynch on the phone lines with us. Is it just nonstop laughter hanging out with Kate all of the time? Or hanging out with...
Yes.
Kate, rather. Yes.
Yeah, and Jim's quite funny himself too. The three of us and the band, and they're all really funny guys too. But yeah, Kate is a singular experience that one deserves to spend several hours with Kate. Everybody in this world should have that joy. She is a lot of fun, and also performing with her, she's completely spontaneous. She doesn't plan anything ahead of time, whereas I'm more precise and I kind of build this cage that I allow her to bounce around inside.
In a nutshell, what is this Swingin' Little Christmas show?
Well, it's every song from our album and the 5-piece band, and we in between the songs, you know, when you're on stage with Kate, there's going to be buffooneries and funny moments. And she and I have known each other since, you know, we met in Chicago in the late 80s, early 90s. And we really love being on stage together. We have a particular dynamic that I don't have with anybody else. Nobody makes me laugh as hard as Kate Flannery does. And she's just as she was on the Office. She's just kind of, you never know what she's going to do. She's off the top of her head. And so I have the joy of trying to rein her in gently and hopefully to great comic effect.
Yeah, the show is so entertaining. It's Thursday at Batavia Fine Arts Center. It's Friday and Saturday at the Rouse Center for the Arts in Crystal Lake. And then two shows Sunday the 15th at the City Winery. You can get tickets at janelynchofficial.com. You get tickets and more info, janelynchofficial.com. And Jane, we're looking forward to seeing you guys on our WGN-TV morning news next Friday. We're going to have a good time.
We're going to sing a song for y'all.
Oh, that's nice. Well, maybe we'll join in as well then.
I would love that. We would love to have you join in.
Jane, it's great to talk to you. Have a great day today.
Great to talk to you.
See you soon. There's Jane Lynch,